Blog Talk Radio.
Vince is a flop troll. Flopped harder than Miley's album Can't Be Tamed, sold in a double disc deluxe edition with Christina Aguilera's magnum opus Bionic. Vince and Moxie can't even get to number 800 on the Ethiopian underground unsigned techno dance chart. Vince is a flop troll. Flopped harder than Miley's album Can't Be Tamed, sold in a double disc deluxe edition with Christina Aguilera's magnum opus Bionic. Vince and Moxie can't even get to number 800 on the Ethiopian underground unsigned techno dance chart. Vince is a flop troll.
It's a dark time for intelligent conversation here on BTR. Although the one-eyed Jew has been exterminated, the Skype assholes continue to drive troll forces from their hidden bases and pursue them diligently across Blog Talk Radio, evading the dreaded Bill Wagoner crew. A small group of freedom fighters led by Cowpote have established a new secret base here on BTR, right under the nose of the evil Debbie Daly, who obsesses over taking down Cowpote and his band of freedom fighters. She has dispatched thousands of remote trolls into the far reaches of BTR. Meanwhile, Vince in the Bay waits patiently at a remote outpost on BTR, known to many in the rebellion as Disorderly Conduct.
Who in the hell is Debbie Daly? Who is the one angry Jew and the black conservative? And are they part of the Skype assholes?
You are so gullible. I laugh at you. You make me sick.
Google Skype assholes, okay? You will see the angry Jew on there, okay? We went online, we looked, we discovered some information about these guys, who they are, what they want, what they're doing with Blog Talk Radio, because they're all complaining about each other and they're all bitching about being trolls. So, a Blog Talk expert. I'm a Blog Talk whore. We all know that. Who's this?
Skype assholes. Who's this?
Oh, this is the Skype asshole. This is the one angry Jew. How the hell are you?
One-eyed Jew ain't part of Skype assholes. Debbie Daly
is part of Skype. Listen to me. You're the one angry Jew. Are you not?
No, I'm not. I'm not the one angry Jew, my friend. Absolutely not.
Yes,
I'm
I know your voice.
I'm
See you guys?
Listen,
I'm going to mute you. Okay. I looked. Your IP is the exact same thing as the one angry Jew, and I listened to your show, and I've asked you to come on my show and talk football in refusal. And I know that the black conservative and Debbie Daly are lieutenants in the one angry Jew, the Skype assholes, because we hate you, you hate us. I'm on to the one angry Jew, and I'm on to the Skype assholes.
I'm a troll and a liar. 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 I'm a troll and a liar.
And so I'm hoping we got a troll here on the line. Let me see what we got here. 760, you're on the air.
Vincent, me and my allies are declaring war on you. I'm going to drop a huge stinky atomic bomb on your chest. You better cover up Yo Nagasaki cause that's next. If you think your allies are strong, you thought wrong, because reflections in this funhouse mirror may not be as they seem. Moxie is a flawless free bitch. Consider yourself Nazi Germany circa 1945, motherfucker.
Stick it up your fucking white ass, all right? And you know what? Your daddies and your mommies need to give you good little spank downs, all right?
That's right. Mr. Obama, where is your birth certificate?
And Bill Wagner used to be part of Skype assholes.
I'm on to the one angry Jew, and I'm on to Skype assholes.
I'm a troll and a liar.
So, can you please stop for a while?
The one-eyed Jew, yeah. We changed his name.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Everybody hates everybody. And I'm in on it.
That's right, folks. One big conspiracy, and it's all coming together right now, right here on Blog Talk Radio and Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay. If you missed that epic opening to the festivities tonight, stick around. I'll play it again. Just a little teaser of what could be to come. trying to lay to rest these ridiculous BTR troll wars that are going on right now. I think the only way to really get through this is to flesh it out, to take it to its logical conclusion, and that is complete destruction. And then we'll pick up the pieces and put things back together. Maybe we'll be on BTR. Maybe we won't. Or maybe I won't, I should say. So if you want to join me, the number here, 347-826-7667. This is a follow-up to my broadcast I did a couple days ago called The Troll Wars, one of my most listened to shows. So being the opportunist I am, I decided to do a sequel. Yeah. Bobby, you are the only person that's dubbing me a peacemaker here on BTR. If you were to hear some of the other programs, I'm not telling you go look and listen to them now, but maybe some other time when you're on BTR and you're listening, word on the street is I'm not a peacemaker. Apparently, I am a troublemaker. And that's bullshit. But then again, my show is called Disorderly Conduct. So what do you expect, right? All right, big ups to early chatters. Got quite a few guests in here. Have Iconoclast TX, Moxie, Foxy Moxie, or Mox the Fox, as I like to think of her. Great time on your show this afternoon, Moxie. If you guys, actually, I think all you guys were there, so I don't have to tell you how cool Moxie's show was. She had a longtime nemesis on her program that she did her own little, audio montage for one of her regular nemesises, and he. She made this mix, the song dedicated to him, all based on quotes from him off her show, and he finally heard it tonight, and it was pretty magical. So if you get a chance and you want to hear some real magic on BTR, check out Moxie's show from this afternoon, from today. I think it was the last 10 or 15 minutes of the show, your dude called in and you were able to play the song for him. And he went nuts. It was cool. Yes. 347-826-7667. If any of you want to join me here, feel free to do so. This is our, I guess it's going to have to be a trilogy, right? No matter how crappy this episode is, the first one got some of my highest listenership ratings, if you will. And the second one could bomb. Who cares? I'm guaranteed a third one, right? I don't know. We'll see. The night is young. We have a whole 2 hours here to go. I'm Vince in the Bay, your audio erotic host. I apologize for showing up late. I was taking care of some business, if you know what I'm saying. And, just getting caught up on things. Had fun putting together that little thing earlier. Good times. If you want to join me here, the number 347-826-7667. This is a call-in show, despite the fact there are no callers at the moment. I do prefer to have callers if you want to talk about the recent troll battles that have been going on here on Blog Talk. We can certainly chop it up about that. If there's something else on your mind, we can take it there as well. We're coming up to the New Year's, to New Year's Eve, and that means that I have to admit, I have not been inundated by the end-of-the-year lists or best-of lists. And God forbid I would ever even think about doing one of those retarded end-of-the-year, year-in-review top 10 whatever lists, you know, I'm going to, like, show off how fucking brilliant I am because I liked these top 10 records or I remember these stories or whatever. Shellwig says, Vince, I have the link to Mox's mix. Okay, well then go ahead and paste it in the chat room, dude. Speaking of Mox, here she is. Moxie, what's going on?
I am still feeling the magic from earlier.
Yeah, that was pretty magical.
It's amazing. I mean, this guy trolled my show, and I made a musical medley out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he never called back in until tonight. So it sort of just made my entire year. I'm floating on air. It's just the best day of my life ever.
It's awesome.
I know, it's fun. Thanks for being a part of it, by the way.
I know. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to do it. I apologize. You caught me off guard. I didn't realize you were doing a show until you said, hey, 3 minutes and we're on. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I was going to do it without you if I had to. It wouldn't have been the same. It wouldn't have been as good, though.
Well, it was pretty good. I had fun. It was entertaining. There was ups. There were downs. There was, you know, there's laughing and crying, and it was
better than Cats.
It was an emotional roller coaster. Yeah, it was sex for me, basically.
Oh, I was thinking it was, you know, I laughed, I cried. It was better than Cats.
Okay, the one I like to use is I laughed, I cried. I don't know why I was laughing, so that's why I was crying.
Got it. You're
anyway,
a unique individual. Dude.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm for real. Shellwig putting a... Oh, you've got a YouTube video of this?
Well, no, it's just...
It's the audio on YouTube, so it's not like a music video.
No, it's not.
Oh, dude, I'm totally subscribed to you. I should have already seen this.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I've seen Obama Scholars.
And that was actually a real video. I did my best. I don't have your skills, Vince.
We got to come up with something good. If you're going to be around for that Sheila E. thing, seriously. Like,
I know.
Like, we got to do something interesting and fun. Like, for sure shoot a video, but I don't know what sort of angle we're going to take. But there's got to be some in there. Some sort of irony, something in there. If you guys don't, I'm sorry that we're like, I'm trying to like brainstorm right here on the air, but if you want to know what I'm talking about, folks, on January 2nd, right here in California, down in Los Angeles, the one and only Sheila E. and her drum ensemble are going to be teaming up with Barack Obama's Twitter army. I didn't realize he had a Twitter army, but... Watch out.
They're heavily armed. What? Heavily armed, really.
Yeah. Bunch of thugs. They're going to be doing a march in Los Angeles on the 2nd. And there's a Twitter account that's set up for it. And I'm going to try to get the particulars on it. But we're thinking about crashing it. And it's ripe, you know, I have to think, I mean, it's obviously ripe for some satire and some sort of irony and whatnot. I just don't know what, but it's Sheila E., it's drumming, it's a march, and it's for President Obama, who has probably almost nobody left on his side. I think he's done a pretty good job of alienating all of his enemies, which... pretty much come pre-alienated, and then all of his little lefties and all his socialist communist people, they all hate him because they wanted Medicare for all, and they basically wanted free money. They wanted that Obama money. Remember that quote?
the Mad Obama money. He was just going to put food in people's fridges and gas mm-hmm. in their cars. Oh, it was going to be amazing. I was looking forward to it.
Yeah. It was, yeah, I'm still looking forward to it. We got 2 years left. I mean, maybe he's waiting till right before the election to give us some of that Obama money. But I'm referring to this one clip that was played on YouTube and all over the place by right-wingers about some woman.
Teabaggers. Good, say it, teabaggers.
Hey, I'm a teabagger, all right? I enjoy teabagging. I enjoyed being teabagged. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no shame in it, all right?
I didn't say there was.
I'm talking about the right-wingers, all right?
Oh.
And Looney Tunes. I'm not talking about people that suck balls and hum while they do it. I'm talking about freakazoids, you know? Right-wingers. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
I sure do. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say or imply in any way that there's anything wrong with teabagging or being teabagged.
Good. As long as we're clear, we can move on.
We're totally clear.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for coming out this evening, first of all, and supporting me. Everybody that got in the building tonight. As you know, it's been an extremely hard year for me. But it felt so good to give back music.
Okay, I'm gonna let you finish there, Kanye. But maybe back to my program here. I'm hanging out with Moxie, and Moxie had a much tougher year than you did, bro. I think Moxie, I think you and I, Kanye combined, didn't have as bad a year as Moxie did.
For damn sure.
I don't even know Moxie, and I don't even know half the story, and I know. Hey, all I know is you were talking, I don't know if this is whatever. You were talking about it on your show earlier about how the job situation where you're at is so bad that you have to go back to Texas to find work in your line of business.
That is all true.
It's ridiculous. And you're supposed to show up and bang the drum for the chosen one,
for
Obama, God bless his soul.
God Jr., as I like to call him. Yeah, I mean, my home base is Los Angeles, and I have to go to Dallas to work. That's how bad it is.
It's all Obama's fault, too.
No, right, but I have to be here in Los Angeles on January 2nd to help in the drum circle, because you know how that is with liberals.
Oh, is that what it is? It's a drum circle, so it's all hippies.
Yeah, pretty much.
We got those up here in San Francisco.
You have more of them there, probably.
Per capita, I think we have the most in the entire universe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big ups to Ronnie Rucker coming through in the chat room. Ronnie, I haven't heard from you in a while, brah. I missed your I tried to go check out your show, Ronnie, on Saturday. I don't know what the deal was, but you weren't on. I don't know. I didn't. Yeah. So if you had your end of the year thing, I missed it. But it's Tuesday. That means Ronnie has probably got a boner over some new music that came out. Ronnie, if you want to call in and let us know what music came out today that we should have equally large boners about. I can't keep up with music. Ronnie's good about it, though. He was preempted by Christmas. God damn it.
Oh, beneath everything is Ronnie. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Ronnie Rucker. Ronnie Rucker, good friend of the show. Old school friend of mine here on BTR. One of my first BTR friends ever. And he's since moved his show over to Justin TV, and he does it once a week. It's a music show. He plays videos, does all kinds of fun, cool stuff.
Awesome.
Saturday nights at 10 p.m. You should put the link in the chat room. Ronnie. And, you know, a girl from Detroit, I met her through Ronnie Rucker. She used to go to his show. Still does, I suppose, and comes over here sometimes, too. Yeah. So, anywho, if you want to join us, 347-826-7667. I'm trying to think of ideas for fun things to do on the 2nd at this rally where Sheila E. is bringing her drum ensemble to celebrate or defend, I guess, Barack Obama. It's a march to defend the president, I guess. It's like, I guess what they're going to say, if I try to counter protest them, they're going to say, how dare you not support your president?
Like, I know. Well, that's important.
Suddenly I'm going to be unpatriotic. Now, me, the teabagger. Teabaggers are pretty much, we're automatically patriots because we teabag.
We were talking the Patriots the other night on the show, and
yeah, I know. I picked them in Cowpoke's show, and they came through.
Yeah, I'm not a big sports fan, but I do certainly like to lay out my picks on all of the games. I think I do pretty well. Cowpoke would have to confirm or deny.
God, I miss that guy. Where is he?
What? Have you scheduled him yet? Have you contacted his people?
No, we can't. We have no way of getting a hold of him. He's like Julian Assange. He's like impossible to track down.
I'm not surprised.
Everybody wants an interview with that guy. Insane. So I put together that montage just so I could have his voice on my program. Maybe it's not him, but it's his voice at least, providing the immensely important and timely information that he does. Huge service here.
I feel personally just incredibly grateful to Calpote for all that he's done in terms of exposing the BTR underbelly and the infighting within all of the different troll crews. This guy,
oh my God,
is...
You know what else happened today, just a little while ago before I started the show?
What?
Speaking of troll wars, the crew that I thought I had, who I thought had my back, the Flawless crew, I went into one of their shows, which is still going on right now, I think, Gagaloo.
Gagaloo's show, yeah.
I've been to Gagaloo's show before. She's cool. She's had me on the air. She's been nice to me. And I went in there, and she, kicked me out immediately. I didn't say a word. I just, it was like Block Talk Radio, and then boom, gone.
Well, you know how I was accepted by the Flawless crew?
They hate me now. They love you, but they hate me.
Okay, but my whole acceptance within that crew of trolls is it's precariously balanced because of my association with you. Honestly. And then I was in a Bill Wagoner crew show and they were asking about my co-host or my faggot co-host friend. And so I don't know, man. I'm definitely in jeopardy here.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good.
How do they know I'm a faggot? How do they know I like to take it up my cornhole? Did you tell them?
No, listen, there's nothing wrong with being gay. And I'm only saying this because somebody who's in the chat room.
I mean, that doesn't make me gay. Just because I like it up the ass every once in a while from my Iconoclast TX, Oh my God, I can't believe I said that on the air. That's okay. I'll delete this. I won't even put it in the archive. Don't worry about it. Never mind. It never happened.
Because of Icon, I want to clarify something. I use the F word a lot, but never, ever, ever in reference to somebody who is actually gay. Because I don't have a problem with it. I'm very, very conservative. I'm pro-life, fiscally conservative. But I don't care. If people who are gay want to get married, let them get married.
I don't know why.
I'm not anti-gay. I don't care. You know, it's just not a big deal. It's not an issue for me. I don't have a problem with it. Some of my dearest friends are gay. I don't mean Vince. But some of my dearest friends are gay. It doesn't matter to me.
Because we're not friends.
When I call someone a faggot,
all
out. No.
Yeah.
No. We don't, actually.
Yeah.
Shelby, because you're the fountain of quotes this evening.
What the fuck does he know?
He? Oh, is Shelwig a he? I wasn't sure.
I thought it was Shelby.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I was just making that up. All right, 347-826-7667. Vince in the Bay here with you, along with Moxie, if you want to join us. We got plenty of time here. Apologize for getting the program started late here, but we're up and running. It's our second edition of Troll Wars, the second part of our series in which we explore the inner workings of the chaotic network of trolling that has pretty much bubbled up out of control here on Blog Talk Radio as of recent. Things are developing by the minute. We haven't heard from Cowpote in a long time. I'm worried. We're at war, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I'm not afraid.
attuned to disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince in the Bay back here with you. Disorderly Conduct, the program. If you want to join myself and Moxie, the number is right there on the top of your screen. Big ups to the chat room. We know, I know that you have a lot of choices here in BTR now. It seems like everybody is doing a show now. So I want to thank the five people in my chat room for not doing shows, so you can be here with me. Dude, I'm serious. CFGA is doing a show. Wheelock, Rambo, Goofy Bone, Gagaloo, Debbie Daly, and who else?
Soul Kitten.
I mean, and other people, but those, I mean, that's.
And what's a lot this Gary of the... show? Is that
Who?
Gary from my show? Gary? Mr. Colorado?
I have no idea. Gary's show? I have no clue.
But
I would imagine in about 20 minutes when those shows wrap up, some of those people will come over here and try to fuck with us. Anywho, so what else is going on, Moxie? What's happening in the world or your world?
Well, my world, well, everything is right and good in my world. It's Moxtopia for a reason. I'm just disappointed because I'm watching the destruction of BTR. I mean,
yeah, it's all coming down.
It's done. Everyone's running a show at the same time. And we've got, I don't know, everything's coming full circle. We're at the end, man. It's the end times. That's all I'm going to say. It's all the end times.
It totally is. As far as I can tell, the Flawless crew wants nothing to do with me anymore. I'm not
so
only...
Weird.
Not only are they is Debbie Daly shutting me out, but the Flawless crew is shutting me out too. This is, what the hell's going on here?
I don't know.
Fine, I did a show before the Flawless crew came along, and I can do a show after. I like those kids. I love it when they come through here. It's fun. It keeps things fresh. But what else?
I don't like to pick favorites when it comes to trolling crews, but I am very fond of the Flawless crew. I think they're fun.
Well, you're just saying that because they said that.
Oh, so I'm biased. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, you're totally biased.
Look, in your defense, I'm going to say one thing. And then I'm not going to talk the rest of the program, I swear. But you have never said one bad word about Debbie Daly.
Are you sure?
Not to me. I haven't heard it. Look, I like Debbie. I know one night on your show, we spent quite a bit of time rebranding her entire network about getting your head in between two double D's. And we came up with some brilliant ideas for her marketing programs.
Yep.
And look, some people might think it was out of line. We were just having fun. And no harm was meant. And I like Debbie. I think that if somebody has a problem, that would be somebody you'd want to talk to. And that's just where I stand. I don't know what her problem is with you, Vince. She still talks to me. But... You know.
It is what it is. At the end of the day, Moxie, it is what it is, and that's real talk. But I like Debbie too. I said it yesterday. I'll say it again. I like her a lot. I said the same thing you said yesterday, that I think if I had some sort of issue that I thought was, you know, that would normally want to go to, instead of going to, say, Loveline, I'd go to Debbie Daly. I'd love to have Debbie on as like a featured guest once a week, giving her intuitive advice to my listeners. Why not? It's fun. I've been on her show. You can look and listen to her archives. She hasn't deleted them all yet. But you can listen to her archives where I hang out on her show with her while she does these intuitive readings. And it's cool. It's fun. She means well. Whether you think she's doing anything or not, you know, I think she is genuinely trying to do something nice for other people with her intuitive advice stuff. You know, whether you think it's, you know, she's a snake oil salesman or whatever, you know, it's, you know, okay, fine. More, you know, you have that right to call it into question, but I think it's like, what's the big deal? Like, I have a friend who's he does this, I think it's called Reiki.
Reiki.
Where they heal you, but without touching you.
Right. They put their hands near you, but they don't actually touch you. Mm-hmm.
I have a friend of mine who is a really eccentric sort, and he shows up in L.A. a lot. Actually, last time I saw him was in L.A., but I've seen him all over the country. He's a professional couch surfer, but he also does healings. He does that Reiki shit. And I've hung out with this dude all over the place. I've hung out with him, you know, on the street in the Lower East Side, giving healings to, like, you know, randomly at Coachella in the middle of the fucking field, giving healings to people. And, you know, if I was super cynical, which I can be a lot, I would just laugh at him and think he's just a kook. But I would be robbing myself of a lot of entertainment and of knowing a good and a genuine person and a friend who I consider him to be. And I admit, if you really cornered me, I would say I'm skeptical as to whether or not what he's doing is really what's advertised. But I think ultimately, though, people give him like $5. This guy lives on the street. He's a couch surfer. You know, I think he's a trust fund baby. I don't know. I have my suspicions. I don't ask him because I think I like the mystery better. I mean, he's literally not had a place to live and hasn't stayed in one place longer than like a week for like 10 years now. I think he's been doing it, close to it. He's been doing it I've known him for, what, 4 or 5 years, and he's been doing it the entire time I've known him. He's a freak. He's eccentric. He's, you know, he goes to Burning Man, but he doesn't do drugs. He's just crazy, all right? He's just certifiable, but he's the most docile, pleasant, you know, even-mannered person you could ever meet, you know, deep down inside. But he's also quirky and weird, and he's, like, kind of an actor, too. He can embody quirky characters that are not of him. And I really want to get him on the show because he's fucking awesome. You can Google him, actually. Go on YouTube and look for the Slacker Prophet. Either look, if you just Google or YouTube Slacker Prophet, you'll probably find some videos that I did. You'll probably also – oh, if you also Google or no, YouTube – look for on YouTube the coolest hipster ever. They're black and white videos that I did with him, both in California and New York. Coolest hipster ever on YouTube. This guy's hilarious. He's the Slacker Prophet, professional couch surfer. You guys should. I got to get him on my show. It's just ridiculous. I got to actually put. The great thing about BTR is it's going to force me to really, first of all, get a real broadcast together somewhere and do it right and, like, plan out guests. When I really rack my brain and sit down and think about it, I have tons of people that I know that would be great to be on this show and chop things up with about whatever.
I want to know if you've ever Reiki'd with him.
He has done it to me, but I have not done it to him. I don't know how to do it. He goes to India and studies with a shaman or a yogi or somebody like that. I don't know.
Okay, but what did you think? That's what I'm interested in.
What did I think of him doing it? Like, after he did it to me?
Yeah.
It felt like kind of like the way you might feel after doing meditation or maybe some really light yoga. It kind of helps me just kind of be calm and centered and usually I tell them something about me that either whether it's physically on my body or just emotionally or psychologically or something, I'll explain it to him and so he has that in his mind while he's healing me.
So you didn't come.
And I feel... What?
Well, I asked if you, when you guys had Reiki'd, did you feel anything? And you said no, so I'm assuming that...
Oh, you mean feel anything like sexually? No, nothing sexual whatsoever.
You want to hear about my experience with Reiki?
Yeah, please.
Because I don't believe in God. I don't believe in, the one area where Debbie Daly loses me is when she goes into the EVP territory. Don't believe in ghosts, spirits, any of that kind of stuff. But I had a friend when I lived in San Francisco many, many years ago who was an older lady, and she was, I guess, certified, trained, whatever, Reiki, whatever. And my back was hurting me. And so they don't touch you. They just put their hands near you. And it was pretty fascinating. I think it's just the warmth of having, the human body. If it's warmer than the air, right, you're going to feel some warmth. I thought it was kind of neat. I didn't, it didn't fix my back. But I actually could feel the warmth from somebody's hands that weren't touching me but were near my back. It was kind of interesting. And like I said, I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in God. I'm pretty much just out there in terms of Americans. I'm not like everybody else. But, yeah, I thought it was kind of neat. I was just curious if you had experienced anything like that. No.
Yeah, you heard it. I think one time when he's done it to me a bunch of times. And more than anything, it's just, like I said, it just kind of, like, gives me a sort of a peace of mind and a positive attitude about either whether it's, like, if I have, like, my ankle hurts or if I'm depressed about something, no matter what it is, I'll feel a little bit better about myself after it. I guess what I'm saying is it's like what do they call it? The placebo effect.
Yeah, I think there are also physical things, though. Like I said, they'll move their hands, right, around a certain part. And obviously, I'm a scientist. A lot of people don't know that. But anyway, yeah, so, I mean, there are things that are happening in terms of just moving the air and the warmth of somebody's hands that aren't touching you but near you. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of interesting. I'm not a believer in it. I just think it's kind of neat because of the science behind it, in terms of the heat and the movement of air and different things.
Yeah. Uncle Bobby, Shellwig, Moxie, Iconoclast TX, guest 15045, and Beneath Everything, a.k.a. Ronnie Rucker, in the chat room. Appreciate you guys being here. We know you have lots of choices. I feel like I'm the fucking pilot on the goddamn airline.
We know you have lots of choices when you decide to fly, and we appreciate you choosing Continental. As always, we're here to serve you unless we bump your ass, put you on standby for 3 days, and give you a $20 voucher.
Continental used to be the best freaking airline, and, you know, they're merging with United, which was one of the worst. So I expect we're going to end up with something mediocre. Much like when Vince in the Bay merges with whatever service you decide after BTS.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. I'm a free agent. I'm keeping it up in the air. I don't know. I don't know. And I tell you what, in the next 3 or 4 days, I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah, I'm pretty much just going to go. I'm taking the Humor Institute, for those of you who listen to that, over to the Humor Institute
website. Yeah, for those of you who are into that sort of thing.
Yeah, that weird show.
Thanks, Iconoclast, for coming through. See, now we're going to get the this is kind of like in hockey where they have the shift change, the line change. Like, what, right now, all of our first hour listeners are bailing for whatever reason, like Iconoclast doing his show. So in a couple minutes, we're going to get the wave of people coming out of shows that are just ending. That'll be interesting. As the floodgates open, I'm going to go into this. I'll play the Troll Wars again. But we don't have to talk about the Troll Wars. It's not a big deal. It's just, that was like one of my highest rated shows, and I thought, try to keep the momentum going, you know? I'm thinking like Hollywood here. It's like, strike while the iron is hot, you know? Okay. Yeah, so 347-826-7667, Vince in the Bay here with Professor Moxie. You said you're a professor or a scientist or something?
I am actually a scientist.
What's your expertise exactly?
I was almost a doctor. Sticking my fingers up your anus to check your prostate right now, but instead I'm on the radio. Aren't you glad?
It's too bad we can't somehow combine the two. Like,
yeah, well,
maybe I should move to LA. We'll do the show in a studio, and that way you can check my prostate during the show.
My arms aren't that long, you know, so we can't do it right now. But if you're closer to Los Angeles, but see, if I go back to Dallas, which it looks like I will at some point, just not sure when, very soon, then my arms still aren't long enough to finger your prostate. It's disappointing, I know. I'm not God here.
All right,
you know?
Whatever, fine. I'll just finger my own prostate. It doesn't matter.
Well, you might be able to do a better job.
Yeah, you're right. If you know, you just got to do it yourself. It's just how it is with these sort of things. And that's what I like. I appreciate that when women do that. Maybe this is something I would throw out there.
Ooh.
What do you think about I'm totally cool with, like, if I'm like with a chick and I'm building her up to that moment, and but like for some reason I just can't put her over the top, and it's because there's been times I've been down on a chick for literally like an hour just going like, okay, is something going to happen soon? This is not real. This shouldn't be normal. An hour down here, like, honestly, at some point I think when you get around the 35-40 minute mark, if the woman, if she knows, because if you know that he's just like, you know, not even sure if you're gonna, this guy's no is gonna hit it. I'm totally cool with her just finishing off on her own. You know,
what
is that kosher?
Part
is
of your, well, what part of your body are you talking about being down there?
I'm talking about my tongue being down there on her.
Oh.
You're going down. going downtown.
For an hour? Okay. All right.
Yeah, is that normal?
No.
First of all, that's the real question, is like, should I have to be down there for 35, 40 minutes even?
No, because, I'm not going to say what I'm thinking, because it would be mean. It would be misconstrued as mean.
Well, it would be factual, though, right? Because, I mean, even if it's the harsh reality, I think I need to know it. I mean, we're not talking about anybody in particular. We're just talking about generalities here.
All right. I'm going to give you – this is real talk, okay?
All right, yeah, of course.
Whatever you were doing was not the right thing for her. So you could have done that for 10 hours and it wasn't going to happen.
Well, no. I've never gone down there over 15 minutes without finishing. I'm talking about, I've been with chicks that literally take like 35, 40, 50 minutes to finish.
Okay, then you weren't doing what they need. It should only take.
And they don't know how to direct me to what they need. That's even worse that they can't even like, they're willing to just sit there and be kind of close to something, and just kind of on, but not quite getting it the way they really want it, you know.
Right. No,
but
and that's
think,
their
like,
fault.
They should either communicate that or just take over.
It's their fault.
I mean,
listen.
I'm all for, you know, if I'm down there 20, I think if I'm down there a half an hour and we haven't finished, then she should just finish herself off.
I think if somebody's down there for more than a minute, then they don't know what they're doing, and I have to tell them or help them.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
PD of LA, where did that convo come from? I have no idea. It was in my show notes. That's all I can say.
Yes, all your show prep.
Anyways, we're in the second hour now, 347-826-7667. It's Vince and Moxie. If you want to join us, we're here. If not, stay right where you are. We'll be right back with more in our second hour here on this edition of Troll Wars. It hasn't been much of a trolling show, which is probably a good thing. But nevertheless, we're gonna hash it up with some Troll Wars action here. For those of you who missed the beginning of the show, let's travel back in time, shall we? And enjoy this little piece here. I'll be right back.
Vince is a flop troll. Flopped harder than Miley's album Can't Be Tamed, sold in a double disc deluxe edition with Christina Aguilera's magnum opus Bionic. Vince and Moxie can't even get to number 800 on the Ethiopian underground unsigned techno dance chart. Vince is a flop troll. Flopped harder than Miley's album Can't Be Tamed, sold in a double disc deluxe edition with Christina Aguilera's magnum opus Bionic. Vince and Moxie can't even get to number 800 on the Ethiopian underground unsigned techno dance chart. Vince is a flop troll.
It's a dark time for intelligent conversation here on BTR. Although the one-eyed Jew has been exterminated, the Skype assholes continue to drive troll forces from their hidden bases and pursue them diligently across Blog Talk Radio, evading the dreaded Bill Wagoner crew. A small group of freedom fighters led by Cowpote have established a new secret base here on BTR, right under the nose of the evil Debbie Daly, who obsesses over taking down Cowpote and his band of freedom fighters. She has dispatched thousands of remote trolls into the far reaches of BTR. Meanwhile, Vince in the Bay waits patiently at a remote outpost on BTR, known to many in the rebellion as Disorderly Conduct.
who in the hell is Debbie Daly? Who is the one angry Jew and the black conservative? And are they part of the Skype assholes?
You are so gullible. I laugh at you. You make me sick.
Google Skype assholes, okay? You will see the angry Jew on there, okay? We went online, we looked, we discovered some information about these guys, who they are, what they want, what they're doing with Blog Talk Radio, because they're all complaining about each other and they're all bitching about being trolls. So, a Blog Talk expert. I'm a Blog Talk whore. We all know that. Who's this?
Skype assholes. Who's this?
Oh, this is the Skype asshole. This is the one angry Jew. How the hell are you?
One eyed Jew ain't this? Part of Skype assholes. Debbie Daly,
yes,
is
he is.
Part of Skype.
The I. What? Listen to me. You're the one angry Jew. Are you not?
No, I'm not. I'm not the one angry
yes,
Jew, my friend. Absolutely not.
Yes,
I'm
I know your voice.
I'm
See
spanked.
You guys?
I'm
going to mute you. Okay. I looked. Your IP is the exact same thing as the one angry Jew, and I listened to your show, and I've asked you to come on my show and talk football in refusal, and I know that the black conservative and Debbie Daly are lieutenants in the one angry Jew, the Skype assholes, because we hate you, you hate us. I'm on to the one angry Jew, and I'm on to the Skype asshole.
I'm a troll and a liar. 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 I'm a troll and a liar.
And so I'm up, we got a troll here on the line. Let me see what we got here. 760, you're on the air.
Vincent, me and my allies are declaring war on you. I'm going to drop a huge stinky atomic bomb on your chest. You better cover up Yo Nagasaki cause that's next. If you think your allies are strong, you thought wrong, because reflections in this funhouse mirror may not be as they seem. Moxie is a flawless free bitch. Consider yourself Nazi Germany circa 1945, motherfucker.
Stick it up your fucking white ass, all right? And you know what? Your daddies and your mommies need to give you good little spank downs, all right?
That's right. Mr. Obama, where is your birth certificate?
And Bill Wagner used to be part of Skype assholes.
I'm on to the one angry Jew, and I'm on to Skype assholes.
I'm a troll and a liar.
So, can you please stop for a while?
The one-eyed Jew, yeah. We changed his name.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Everybody hates everybody. And I'm in on it.
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
That's right, bitches. 347-826-7667. What's up to all my guests? I sure hope some of my friends that are joining me in the chat room that are labeled as guest, namely guest zero. That's a new one. Never had guest zero before. Guest 14, guest 15045, guest 2. I hope you folks are enjoying the program as much as we are here. I'm back with Moxie. And we got the lines wide open. If you want to join us here, don't be shy, kids. Call in if you want to comment on the Troll Wars or this January 2nd event that's happening with Sheila E., which we were talking about earlier. It's huge. Or if there's something else on your mind, please feel free to call me, 347-826-7667. I can't wait to check in with Cowpoke's show tomorrow. I don't know when he's on next, but we gotta make sure he's broadcasting at all times. I have a feeling he's going to just all of a sudden disappear.
Vince, am I unmuted?
You're totally unmuted. Why?
Oh, okay. I want to point out something important that I think a lot of people haven't realized.
Okay.
And this might be something Calpote has already realized and pointed out. However, I have to say, in that clip that you just played, the Skype asshole guy that's talking, you sampled him.
Which one? Snake?
I don't know their names. You know, I'm
There's
aligned
a bunch
with,
of them.
I'm flawless. I'm not aligned with that crew. So, anyway.
Right. Of course.
Of course, I'm flawless. So, I'm an independent troll, people. But anyway, one of the Skype assholes sounds exactly like Walter from the movie The Big Lebowski. Have you noticed that? I keep expecting him to say...
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
No,
you're totally right.
I just keep expecting him
as
to say, you're out of your element,
Johnny.
As usual,
you're flawless. As usual, you're flawless.
A little bit. But maybe not. I don't know. They might hate me now. Because they hate you, and so I can't be...
Dude,
you know how it goes, troll wars.
But you know what? I think there's also a civil war going on within the Flawless crew. Because for a while there, Gagaloo and Basic Bitch were doing shows at the same time. So I think there might be a little bit of friction going on between two different factions of that crew. It's crazy. The One Angry Jew and the Skype assholes, what they've been able to do in the last month is just unreal. Those two entities have come on the scene and single-handedly put this late-night talk show scene just into a downward spiral. It's out of control. And what you're seeing now is everything's getting fractured. I mean, look, Wheelock's got a show. CFGA's got a show. Gary's got a show. Gagaloo, Debbie Daly. They're all going right now. Goofy, Rambo. Look, Goofy's one of my allies, and he's already branching off and doing his shows late at night. Although he was doing shows, I forgot when he was normally doing his shows. I think he was doing them maybe an hour before mine. So we've had some overlap, but whatever.
I think it's crazy.
Rambo's doing a show, and Rambo is calling himself Crazy Rambo. What is that all about?
I'm not smart enough to understand the mind of Rambo.
Exactly.
Might as well just be honest about it.
Thank you, very nice.
Oh, the one cool thing about putting together this stupid Troll Wars thing is now I have so many samples I can add to Eugene now. So this last couple weeks here on BTR is going to be fun. I got some Debbie Daly samples. I got some Skype asshole samples. I got some, what's his name? Cowpote. I got them all.
Can you do me a favor? Zip them all up and email them to me?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's not hard to do, you know. All you have to do is just download their shows as podcasts.
I know, but you have all the sound bites.
Yeah, I did all the work, in other words, is what you're saying.
Well, no, but I'm going to make a hip-hop song about them I did with Toby.
I think that's great. Of course I'm going to give them to you. Are you stupid?
Of course.
Am I stupid? Yeah, is the question. Yeah, no, of course I'll send them to you. I'm just giving you shit.
Don't fuck with me. For all you know, I might be part of the WC.
No. Okay.
They love me, by the way. I was in their show last night.
Who?
The BWC.
Oh, they had another one tonight too. That guy Saul.
Yeah, Saul.
I'm glad those guys don't mess with me because I don't know. Those guys are a headache, I think.
They used to mess with me.
I was listening to I think it was when I was doing this thing. I downloaded one of Bill's shows, and They were talking about Juggaloos and how like all Bill Wagoner's crew people, they're all Juggaloos, which makes it all the more makes so much more sense.
Yep.
And Bill Wagoner is sitting there talking like as if he's not one of them. He's really good. Bill Wagoner is a great broadcaster here. He's entertaining for sure. And he's a sly little fox, I got to tell you, man. He plays it off. He pretends like these guys have nothing to do with him. And he does it in a way that you just believe him. He's like a car salesman. He should be a car salesman.
You mean he's not?
I don't know. Maybe that's what he's doing in Vegas now. Didn't he just move to Vegas?
He's been in Vegas for a long time.
Hmm. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Exactly, of course. It's all hearsay.
Yeah, but the BWC, I think the one-eyed angry Jew is working with the BWC. Just to screw up Calpote's entire conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I got to get Calpote on my show. That's
we need him.
He's got to be like a regular computer. I feel like, you know what I feel like? I feel like Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Where's Bob Chapman? We need to get Bob Chapman on the line. God damn it, get Bob Chapman on the show.
Where's Calpote? We need you.
God damn it, we need to get the bottom of this. Somebody get Calpote on the line. I needed a direct line to Calpote at all times.
That dude is amazing. I really hope you can get him on the show.
Yeah, that's why it's so hard. He's elusive. Everybody wants him. It's incredible.
You know, he must feel right now like some unknown actor who just broke through the glass ceiling and has some sort of blockbuster movie in the theaters and people are, you know, paparazzi everywhere. It's got to be nuts. I feel for the man. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, PD wants to know.
Yeah. I don't know. She's her own lady. She's doing what she's doing, I guess. I don't know. Is she doing a show? She does shows all the time. She's probably doing her own thing right now.
Lady Slugga.
I love Lady Slugga. She's a good friend of the show. She's when I came back to BTR a couple months ago, she was one of my first new BTR friends over, met her over on the sidebar, and she's a good time. She calls in all the time. I wouldn't be surprised if she's trolling around somewhere else. Good for her. She's spreading the love.
She's really close with Bill Wagoner. Is that true? That's what I heard.
I think I can definitely tell you that she is not a friend of Debbie Daly's, okay? Because she sent Debbie Daly a very naughty message that Debbie Daly posted in that blog, and I'm pretty sure she didn't. Debbie Daly didn't say who wrote it, but I've seen around the same time I had seen a lot of posts by Lady Slugga both on Facebook and Blog Talk chat rooms that had the same tone and everything, signs of her. So
it's so confusing. You just don't know who to trust anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Big ups, Goofy Bone. Looks like he finished his show. Hope you had a good show tonight, Goofy. Glad to have you here. This is the second part of our series on the Troll Wars. We've been chopping it up here a little bit about that and other things. And I'm going to welcome now onto the show VMAC. VMAC, what's going on?
Chilling. Debbie's a whore. All right, I got
that out of my system. Oh. Dude, I don't want to be associated with this. I like Debbie Daly.
I don't care.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of feel bad. I like Debbie Daly, too. I have to admit, I like Debbie Daly. I mean, I don't know
Tell her leave you alone. Tell her leave you alone, then I'll leave you alone.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. I tried to go to her show yesterday, and I didn't say anything. That I came in, I was just kind of listening, lurking, and then I didn't say anything in the chat. I did a private message to her, and I said, "Hey, Debbie, it's Vince." And I said, "Are you still not talking to me?" And got no response for about a minute, and then I was kicked out of the show.
See?
I took that as, yes, I'm not talking to you, Vince, or whatever. And so whatever, but I think it's funny. I really do, that it's gotten to this point where somehow I've become an enemy of hers, because pretty much from the beginning and for most of the time, I think I was an ally of hers. I wouldn't even think of it as an ally. Like, I just was a friend of her show, liked her show, called in a couple of times, and she even called on my show a couple of times, and we had a nice little friendship on BTR. I was like, wow, cool. And then all this garbage happened with the One-Eyed Jew and everything, and Skype assholes, and Jane, and all this mudslinging and crap, and somehow I let it spill into my show, and I have to admit I helped encourage it in some ways. I certainly helped fan the flames on some shows. And I admit I didn't go out of my way to defend her, and I didn't think I didn't really think I needed to. I mean, she could have defended herself. She had Steve on her show, who was like one of her regular people on her show, and he was in here and he came back. You know, he was on here and was with me on a show, the show that Debbie had originally threw him under the bus. Then he went back to Debbie, you know, tail between his legs, and, you know, made amends with her. And then he came right back to my show, you know, and it's like ridiculous. It's just stupid. It's retarded. I'm having fun doing these, hyping up these battles, though. And I kind of miss the Jew now that he's been exterminated.
Yeah, I know, man. You know, you didn't do nothing to nobody.
And where the fuck's Melinda? Where the fuck is Melinda?
We
finally get rid of the Jew. Melinda wouldn't come in here because of the Jew. And now the Jew's gone and she's not in here.
So maybe it wasn't the Jew.
Maybe it what? Maybe Melinda is the Jew.
Right. Hey, you know, it could be.
It's all coming together now. Anyways, if you want to help us decode this enigma that is the BTR Troll Wars, please do so now, 347-826-7667. I'm here with Moxie and Goofy, I'm sorry, he's in the chat room, but VMAC is on the line with me, and you guys can join us as well. We've got 35 minutes, plenty of room for you to call in. We don't have to talk about the trolls and Debbie Daly and the One-Eyed Jew and Skype assholes and all that bullshit if you don't want to. I was just doing
that
it.
One,
what?
Until Troll Wars are over, I need you to refer to me as the one angry black bodyguard. That's my
the
name.
One angry black bodyguard. Okay.
Yeah. That's me.
I like it.
I'm your soldier at arms.
All
the heat.
All right. I'm down with it. And with that, here's a track from the one-armed black bodyguard right here. It's called Verbal Ventilation. Vince in the Bay, join us right here at 347-826-7667. We'll be right back for Troll War.
I breathe through this microphone. not so good, but my anger is strong. On the verge of losing my home, but job is scary. Asking the state for help, I feel so embarrassed. My independence I cherish, I'm about to lose. The devil telling me I'm smart and dressed for evil and use it. I won't confuse it, I'm a good man. The more I fight, the more I'm sinking in this quicksand. Is this God's plan or some bad karma? I push my chick away, cause I'm afraid I might karma. I leaned on my mama, but I broke her back. My hustle game sucks, I can't flip a sack. I try so hard to put my city on the map, but folks ain't ready, I'm just spitting the facts. This ain't fate, the realest song I ever wrote. Now leave with happiness, and anew of my hope. Asking the Lord, am I forsaken as I breathe through this mic?
In the Bay here with you. It's Disorderly Conduct. We have a half hour to go here. 347-826-7667 is the number. And, you know, speak of the devil, we were talking about Melinda, and she shows up. That's what I like to see. Thanks for coming through, Melinda. You are amazing, as per usual. I look forward to the day that you will call in and join me, and we will be united, not reunited, united on air here on Blog Talk Radio as king and queen of Blog Talk Radio. We will rule over BTR together as man and wife. And I think you're the wife. Anywho's, I want to welcome to the panel here for the last half hour, my good friend from here in the South Bay, Goofy Bone.
Poppin', Vince.
Nothing, brother. What's going on with you? How's your show? I'm sorry I missed it.
Oh, no. Just kickback show, you know, drinking, smoking, yelling at Miss Computer Lady. Shit don't change.
How come you don't bring the computer lady over here to play with us?
I don't want her to be dabbling. You know, this is like my gang.
You're afraid I'm a stealer, huh?
No, not that. It's just I'm afraid she might get a drive-by over here, you know, because trolls are
with woman.
You.
She's a big woman. There's a lot of love in there. Plenty of her to go around.
Oh, well. The trolls are wicked, and I don't want her to get, I don't know,
yeah.
Zapped. Yes.
It's pretty wild out here, BTR land.
What's popping today?
Well, you know, we started off the show talking about the troll wars. I don't know if you caught any of that, but we've been talking about that a little bit, but not going too crazy on it. But just in the last hour here, we've been having people call in. I got VMAC here. I got Moxie.
What's up, man? What's going down, baby?
Chilling.
All right, hey, I have another caller.
I'm not V no more.
Hang on a second.
The Troll Wars are over. I'm the black bodyguard.
Oh, he's the black bodyguard. He's the black bodyguard tonight. Piss off, black bodyguard.
Where are you, Jack? I didn't know. Fuck. Shit.
I pick up on Vince. Anybody pick on Vince, I'll cuss him out. That's how we going to do it tonight.
That's right. Okay, I have another caller on the line. 951, go ahead.
We are anonymous. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Fuck you.
That's it? That was it. We are anonymous. We do not forgive. We do not forget. We are anonymous.
Alrighty then.
Moving on, 347-826-7667. I forgot, we are taking anonymous messages. Thank you, caller, for sharing that. If anybody else wants to do the honors and send me an anonymous message, you can do so in the chat room, or if you just want to come on live and announce it anonymously, I guess. I don't know.
Ben?
What?
Oh, my God. What is with the animosity, dude?
Oh, my.
I have an anonymous message to read.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Okay. However, it's merely just a request for you to play a song.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. What? Well, listen now. What? Don't make assumptions. All porno. Right. Porno for pyros. Tahitian Moon.
Oh, I have that. Yeah, okay. I'll play that right now.
Hey, Vince, you don't want... have Jay's Addiction being caught stealing?
I do have that too. I'll play that next. I gotta fulfill this first request though.
Okay.
What was that request again? Moxie.
Porno for Pyros. The song Tahitian Moon.
All right, got that right here. If you guys want any of your requests fulfilled, 347-826-7667. We got 26 more minutes to do that. And here it is, Porno for Pyros for Melinda. Be right back.
We'll be right back.
Vince is a flop troll. Flopped harder than Miley's album Can't Be Tamed, sold in a double disc deluxe edition with Christina Aguilera's magnum opus Bionic. Vince and Moxie can't even get to number 800 on the Ethiopian Underground Unsigned Techno Dance Chart. Vince is a flop troll. Flopped harder than Miley's album Can't Be Tamed, sold in a double disc deluxe edition with Christina Aguilera's magnum opus Bionic. Vince and Moxie can't even get to number 800 on the Ethiopian Underground Unsigned Techno Dance Chart. Vince is a flop troll.
It's a dark time for intelligent conversation here on BTR. Although the one-eyed Jew has been exterminated, the Skype assholes continue to drive troll forces from their hidden bases and pursue them diligently across Blog Talk Radio, evading the dreaded Bill Wagoner crew. A small group of freedom fighters led by Cowpote have established a new secret base here on BTR. Right under the nose of the evil Debbie Daly, who obsesses over taking down Cowpote and his band of freedom fighters, she has dispatched thousands of remote trolls into the far reaches of BTR. Meanwhile, Vince in the Bay waits patiently at a remote outpost on BTR, known to many in the rebellion as Disorderly Conduct.
Who in the hell is Debbie Daly? Who is the one angry Jew and the black conservative? And are they part of the Skype assholes?
You are so gullible. I laugh at you. You make me sick.
Google Skype assholes, okay? You will see the angry Jew on there, okay? We went online, we looked, we discovered some information about these guys, who they are, what they want, what they're doing with Blog Talk Radio, because they're all complaining about each other and they're all bitching about being trolls, so... A Blog Talk expert. I'm a Blog Talk whore. We all know that. Who's this?
Skype assholes. Who's this?
Oh, this is the Skype asshole. This is the one angry Jew. How the hell are you?
One-eyed Jew ain't this. Part of Skype assholes. Debbie Daly
yes,
is
he
not
is.
Part of Skype.
Listen to me. You're the one angry Jew. Are you not?
No, I'm not. I'm not the one angry
yes, you
Jew,
are.
My friend. Absolutely not.
Yes,
I'm
I know your voice.
I'm
see you guys.
I'm
going to mute you. Okay. I looked. Your IP is the exact same thing as the one angry Jew, and I listened to your show, and I've asked you to come on my show and talk football in refusal, and I know that the black conservative and Debbie Daly are lieutenants in the one angry Jew, the Skype assholes, because we hate you, you hate us. I'm on to the one angry Jew, and I'm on to the Skype assholes.
I'm a troll and a liar. 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 I'm a troll and a liar.
And so I'm hoping we got a troll here on the line. Let's see what we got here. 760, you're on the air.
Vincent, me and my allies are declaring war on you. I'm going to drop a huge stinky atomic bomb on your chest. You better cover up Yo Nagasaki 'cause it's next. If you think your allies are strong, you thought wrong, because reflections in this funhouse mirror may not be as they seem. Moxie is a flawless free bitch. Consider yourself Nazi Germany circa 1945, motherfucker.
Stick it up your fucking white ass, all right? And you know what? Your daddies and your mommies need to give you good little spank downs, all right?
That's right. Mr. Obama, where is your birth certificate?
And Bill Wagner used to be part of Skype assholes.
I'm on to the one angry Jew, and I'm on to Skype assholes.
I'm a troll and a liar.
So. Can you please stop for a while?
The one-eyed Jew, yeah. We changed his name.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Everybody hates everybody. And I'm in on it.
Thank you, very nice.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right. I'm back.
It's going down. 347-827-667. I'm getting some feedback here that not good. Try this here. Okay. All right, Vincent the Bay back here with you. Blog Talk Radio, the program. 347. Blog Talk Radio, the program. Sorry, I'm doing like eight things at once here. I'm trying to juggle my my chatting and my switchboarding and my muting and all that stuff. I'm bringing back my good panel here, which would consist of Moxie, VMAC, Goofy Bone, and I have one more caller. Your hand is not raised, though. 111, if you want to join us, just press the number 1 to raise your hand, and we'll let you in on the conversation. Yeah, okay.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, man, that was great what you just played right now.
Yeah, apparently that put Tracy to sleep, though. She's yawning.
I'm an artist that does that, man. You did a great job. I just wanted to tell you that, brother.
Right on, man. Thanks. Hey, relax, bro. This is a trilogy, right? So there's going to be one more episode. So stick around. You never know. You might end up in one of these, because I know Debbie Daly is trying to pull you into this, too.
Yeah, I know she is. You know what's pissing me off? It's like I don't know who to fight. It's like I'm running in the cafeteria, and everyone's fighting, so I don't know who to swing at. You know what I'm saying? So it's like Deb Daly wants to cry all she wants, because obviously she says that I that you turn me against her or some bullshit. I don't know, that I despise of her. Deb Daly, I don't despise of you for anything. It's just the fact of the matter is that I got sucked into something I didn't even ask to get blown into, but shit just happens. And
that's,
you know,
right.
It's all about entertainment, because you bring in a crowd, so you should just go with the flow and be proud you're on top of the evil charts.
Yeah, I
can't
wait for the prequel. When's the prequel, dude?
Well, this is just the second. The series is just starting. We had the first Troll Wars. This is Troll Wars Part 2, the Revenge of the Sky Vassals, who never called in. I think that was. I think I did have a Bill Wagoner crew.
You know who the Sky Vassals are? I'll tell you the Sky That's old Rooter.
No. I know who old Rooter is. I know who old Rooter is, and that's not him. I know what you're saying.
Where's old Rooter
show. I wouldn't be surprised if old Rooter has called into the Sky Vassals and knows about him, but he's a different. He's his own thing, I think.
Well, I don't care. Those guys are pretty racist, though. They hate brown people, I'll tell you that for damn sure.
Yeah. So somebody in the chat room sent me an anonymous message with a picture of snake attached to it.
An egg?
Skype assholes. And it's a picture of his cock, too. That's not what I want to see. Thanks.
Will you send that to me?
Appreciate that.
Where's the feedback coming from? Come on. This is amateur hour here.
No.
Wow. That was obscene. I don't know if I want to share that with you. You really want to see
it? Absolutely. Send me the cockpit.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah. All right. Where are you? Okay, you're in the chat room. Here you go. Here's your...
All right. Thanks.
You asked for it.
All right.
She blows.
Thank you.
Anybody else interested in seeing Skype from Skype? Yeah, Skype from the Snake Assholes. If you want to see Skype from the Snake Assholes, just personal message me and I'll take care of you.
Wow, that's small. Oh boy, I'm disappointed.
I thought it was another Brett Favre photo for a second there.
I know.
So Vince, since you're what allegiance are you on, Vince?
What do you mean?
Fuck, I don't know. I'm just asking a question. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
What are you talking about, dude? I'm fucking Han Solo, bitch.
I'm Chewbacca.
I'm here. Yeah, you're my hairy Mexican Chewbacca. And VMAC is Lando.
Lando Calrissian. Fuck. And Moxie's Princess Leia.
Yeah, Moxie's
what?
Princess Leia, exactly. Yeah, Moxie. You're Princess Leia.
Oh,
I'm Han Solo.
I have to redo my hair. Hold on.
Yeah, you got
to
dye your hair. Dye your hair and put
shit.
It in a bun. But you, yeah,
holy
you,
fucking
yeah,
shit.
Be, that's all you have to do is dye your hair. You'd be a Princess Leia for
oh,
sure.
Oh, my God.
I wear my hair in pigtails or ponytails all the time, so all I have to do is just roll them up and then dye my hair. It'll be perfect. I'm ready.
Right. Big ups to the chat room. A little roll call action here. Beneath everything, Broday Zero, Boo Pathy.
Boo was in my show. Boo was over at the Humor Institute.
Okay. Extra Flyover, Goofy, Guest 2, Lady, Melinda, Moxie, Navexor?
Navexor. Come on, dude. What's wrong with you?
Navexor. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm fucking part retarded. Give me a second. PD of LA, Shellwig, Tracy Gamor, and Uncle Bobby hanging out the entire show. I apologize, Uncle Bobby. You heard that fucking troll thing 3 times, dude. You get a prize.
That's nice.
Yep.
Hey, we've got 815 in the hizzy.
Okay. If anybody else wants to join us, Lady Slugga, if you want to chime in, we got some time to fit you in, honey. We got a minute to go, or a minute, 10 minutes to go here. And I'm not going to get to Melinda, I love you. I'm glad you're here, but I'm not going to be able to fulfill your request this time. I
what
did
about
get a
the
request.
Anonymous request?
Well, I did take care of one of her requests. I played the pornos for Pyros, and somebody else wanted some Jane's Addiction. I might be able to.
Oh
get
yeah,
some
I,
Jane's
did. I did, Vince.
Yeah, it's not going to be the song you want, but I got some cool Jane's Addiction.
Okay, well, whatever.
You'll like it. It's good. I've seen Jane's Addiction. I saw them last summer live. My friend's band opened for them, and I got backstage and got to see them, like, backstage at Shoreline. It was fucking awesome.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I should send you some, I got some clips of it from on my Facebook.
Cool.
Jane's Addiction is amazing. That drummer, what's his name? Perkins, Stephen Perkins. Amazing drummer. I saw him, I actually didn't see him in Jane's Addiction until last year, but I saw him in another incarnation in a band called Banyan. He has this band called Banyan that's kind of a jam band, but not really. It's kind of like freeform jazz, but they also play rock and they play punk songs and jazz and all kinds of weird stuff. And he's got a revolving cast of characters on that project. He's like Mike Watt playing bass with him, and he's had Niels Klein play with him, and Buckethead and all these random people. And and every time I saw him play in that band, he always had this oil painter that was like doing oil painting to the music while they played. It was fucking awesome. The first time I saw them, they opened for Les Claypool at the Fillmore, and I was tripping hard on acid, and this
Quail Painter came back out when Les Claypool was playing, and they were doing like some like 30-minute tribal jam, extended jam of some Led Zeppelin song or something. And this guy was doing like all kinds of weird tripped out oil paintings with like making little frogs and shit. Because at the time, Les Claypool's band was called the Frog Brigade. And it was amazing. But anyways, that was Banyan, and the drummers from the Jane's Addiction, his own band. And they're pretty cool. You should check them out. I'm going to put on the... kids, we got 6 minutes to go here. My panel is going to get a chance to vote here. We've had up till now a completely 100% Jew-free show, okay? Now, I want to know how my panelists feel about possibly making the entire show 100% Jew-free, or is it... How do you guys feel about breaching that here at the end? Or how about an overtime? How about that's... All right, you know, fuck the panel. That's what we're going to do. We got a bunch of calls. One of them I'm pretty sure is the Jew. And I don't want to broadcast because his whatchamacall was deleted from BTR, as you know. He was exterminated, and I don't know how I feel about putting him on the air. I don't know if that will cause harm to my account. Moxie and Goofy, I need some counsel here. What do you guys think?
Well, shit.
I'm okay
with
it.
It's going to happen.
All right, kids in the chat room, what do you guys think? Should we bring the Jew on? We have five minutes
sure,
to go here.
Yeah, right. Do it. Bring
okay.
it. Bring it.
Right.
Bring it.
Fine. Considering
bring on
not,
the Jew.
Right. Well, maybe I will bring him on. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
All right.
Your friend of mine, the one-eyed Jew.
Great music.
Jew, you're unmuted. What's going on, bro?
You know, I thought I had tuned into some kind of a wake or funeral or something like that. And then when you realized I called, your voice became alive. You're going to have to listen to your archive and see. Well, why is that?
I think it's all in your head, bro. I think I have the same monotone voice the entire time.
No, you went from monotone to a little bit excited.
I have to admit, my nipples did get hard. But I don't have a boner.
Well, and I'm glad you don't. But I could hear the excitement in your voice.
Wow, okay. Man, you're that excited, man.
So, Jew, we got 3 minutes to go here for the live listeners. Any updates on you? And have you had any more encounters with Double D, DC, or the BWC?
Well, yes, yes, yes. Wait a minute. Yes, no, yes, yes, yes.
Okay. How'd that go?
Perfect. Kill the music and I'll tell you.
Alright, cut it. Working on it. There we go. Switchboard.
Alright.
No, it is.
I had a 1 hour
quick.
Phone
Make
call.
Make it quick. Make it quick. Wait a minute. Go.
Alright. I had a 1 hour phone call this morning that came to me from Snake. Deputy, who else? Falcon, a couple of the Bill Wagner crew. It was a big conference call on Skype. They all called me, and they talked to me for about an hour and said some pretty amazing stuff. And as they're on the phone talking to me, Snake says, "Well, let's get Bill on the phone. Let's go wake up Bill and get him on." And they went and called Bill, as if they do it every day. So it's one big happy family.
Well, Bill Wagoner started off being a Skype asshole. You know that, right?
Well, right. But when Snake will show up on his show, Bill Wagoner will hand Snake a raft of crap. But it didn't
That's all a game, dude. That's all a joke.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It is all
theater. Same thing with the BWC and Bill Wagoner. It's all he disavows them every show. Okay.
They told me he pays them.
Read between the lines.
They're paid by him.
They're not paid by him. They just worship him. They're fucking idiots, dude. He exposed them for what they are. They're a bunch of fucking kids who are trolling around the internet, and a lot of them are these juggalos, the fucking creeps that follow this band, the Insane Clown Posse. Real fucking classy crew those guys are.
Assholes are a bunch of old guys. Exactly.
They're the older version. It's like comparing the Grateful Dead and Fish. Okay.
I don't know. I don't think the Bill Wagoner crew is ever going to make it the way the Striped Assholes have. You know, you're not talking apples and apples here. Apples and oranges. But they're all one big happy family.
All right. I'm glad that this happens. I named my fucking show. I don't want to name my show the Troll Wars, and we didn't really talk about the Troll Wars until the last 3 minutes when the fucking Jew called in. So if you guys want to get in, you should call in now, 347-826-7667. If not, then your ass out. We're going to go into overtime with the Jew. If you're not here, your ass out. You're checking me out tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific. Also check out the archives. Tonight, we'll probably wrap this up in about 20 minutes, half an hour, and it'll be up. And with that, panelists, Jew, stay right there. I got
something else to tell you, but I'm going to tell you in the archive.
I want to know in the archive. All right, we're going to go into archive right now, and we're in archive right now. I'm going to take a break, and we'll be back with the Jew. Speaking of California and dreaming, and part of the reason why I put that song on, is just had a first just happened to me. I don't know, Goofy, maybe you can, maybe you cannot relate to this, but I've been getting dispensary weed for, I'd say a good solid couple of months here. And it's the first time I've gotten top shelf stuff, supposed top shelf stuff, and I actually found a fucking seed in it.
Whoa.
Demand your money back.
In that case, Vince, you got to say, shit happened. Because if it tastes that good and it has a seed, fuck it. Worth it.
Thank you, very nice.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. Yeah. So, the Jew's still here. Jew, why don't you tell us, so you had this conference call. Refresh us really quick. You had this conference call. Tell us who was on it and what was said and where you're at now with these different entities.
Well, all right, let me first tell you what I did. I was getting ready to abandon the Skype name One Angry Jew. And so what I did was I copied all of Snake's data from his Skype name and Skype profile and copied it to mine. And his handle, he goes by, his real Skype name is CyberThug7, but he has a name under the name thing. It's like 80 or 90 characters long. Something, the God on High, the EIC, that's got Arabic and everything else in it. I copied it. And I sort of realized after I did that that I couldn't see the Cyber Thug portion because it was so long. And what happened was last night I ended up talking with everybody in the Bill Wagoner crew and the Skype assholes, and they thought I was him.
But you didn't change your photo, though. You have the photo. You should use that photo.
Well, I have a photo of that's Albie from Big Love.
That photo is not even Snake?
No.
Oh, right.
No, Snake's an old
guy.
Yeah,
you got me all excited.
White.
All right, my
Snake's
bad,
an
Moxie,
old guy. He's got white hair, and he looks like Santa Claus. He's a big guy. But everybody was talking to me, including a lot of these idiots from the Bill Wagoner crew, right? A lot of these guys. And apparently they hold me in some kind of high esteem as apparently I'm the troll of trolls. Anyway.
Yes, yeah, they bow down to you.
But I talked to them, and they thought I was Snake. And so I tried to talk to them as Snake would talk to them. I just, you know, what I hear him say, I just wrote it down and the way he says it. And they were all buying it. I was getting invited to all these chats all morning long. Say hello, the birthday hellos, everything. I would be included in 8 or 9 chats. And because the name is so long, they never knew that it wasn't Snake. Because in the name thing, you can put anything you want. And at the very end is your real Skype name, but you can't see it. So that's why I say that they're one big happy family, because I had a conversation with the Bill Wagoner guys, with Strope especially, and he didn't know it was me. He thought it was Snake. And I was saying things like, you know, we got rid of the Jew, and they were chummy. You know, he was all, you know, for claiming that they don't like this guy, assholes, he was awful chummy with me. That's one thing. A lot of stuff.
Define chummy.
Define chummy? He was pleasant. He was...
Okay, sorry. Some of us aren't educated, so fuck. Excuse me.
Chummy?
I never heard of fuck chummy. Excuse me.
You never heard of being somebody's chum?
That's called a chump.
No, chum. Maybe I've dated myself. All right, but
kind of.
Maybe it's an East Coast thing.
I've heard of chum. I've heard of chum.
But they were real friendly. He was real friendly to who he thought was Snake. So that's what I'm saying. They're one big happy family.
Okay.
So it's all.
Did they buy each other things on Christmas?
They go on vacation together.
All righty.
One big happy family. I'm trying to tell you. They go out to dinner together. They meet up. They go stay at each other's homes. It's one big weird family. Anyway, that's not all. I don't think I want to tell you what happened just now. I don't think that's for the archive. But something big just happened, and it involves BTR, I don't think it should be in the archive.
Then why do you even tell us?
I'm telling Vince. I'm not going to tell. I'm not going to tell you. But let me ask you something, Moxie. What's your fascination with Strope? You know Strope?
Yeah, I think so. But I didn't know it was Strope.
Well, what do you think Strope's name is?
I can't say that on the archive.
I can. I think his name is Lance. Is that right?
I can't say anything on the archive. I don't want to sound robotic, but I'm just saying. It was a little interesting listening to the Saul show.
No, I didn't catch that tonight. I was really trying to get work done. Look, yesterday before I knew I got shit canned off at BTR, I had told Lee early in the morning that I was going to back off of BTR because it was becoming like Facebook and sapping too much of my time. I do have to make money. So Facebook did me a favor, so I'm not really upset about it. So they did me a favor. Now I'll just hit a show once or twice and that'll be that. There's some other things going on that I'll tell you, Vince, but it's so serious. It's not for the archive. It's not a joke. Let's put it this way: it's life or death. How's that?
Wow.
And
Stu, can I say something? Because I know we've had our differences.
Well, yeah, you just did. But go ahead and say something else.
I just wanted to say I know we've had our differences in the past, but
yeah.
I don't have anything against you, and I think it's kind of unfair. Actually, not kind of, it's wildly unfair that they canceled your account, if in fact that is what happened.
Well, as I said, they did me a favor. I think they, I only question why it took them so long.
You didn't do anything that bad.
Well, sure, well, I guess I did in their eyes. Look at what I had in my shows. I had I was tearing these hosts a new asshole on Blog Talk Radio. Dennis Gailey, Black Conservative, Corey. And they deserve it. But it's probably, and I'd have to go reread the terms of service, but it's probably falls afoul of their terms of service. So I don't begrudge them for tossing me off.
I don't know. I think people do it all the time. I don't think you did anything worse than anyone else has.
Well, I did complain to BTR about the Black Conservative show several times when Black Conservatives called for white people to shoot black people. I specifically put in a new complaint and said, I don't know how you allow this stay on here. I really don't. And their response to me was to come back at me and tell me that I was violating the TOS, but they wouldn't tell me for what. That was a week ago. So I did get some warning, but I don't know what it was for. And then I got no warning yesterday.
Did you check your spam folder? I mean, seriously, nothing?
Nothing. Oh, well, I already had a filter to anything from Blog Talk Radio. It went into a folder. Yeah. Nothing. they just erased the account, and they also banned the IP I was using. So if I use that IP address, that proxy, I'll get a thing on the top of the screen saying this IP address has been blocked. If you think it's an error, email such and such with this IP number. But they can't stop me from calling the show.
No.
Mm-mm. And that was half the fun. The only thing that I'm not doing is going Skype to Skype, calling in the show using Skype, which sounds better.
You sound exactly the same as you did on Skype.
Well, I'm on Skype. To keep my number anonymous as I'm calling around, I created a Google Voice account that forwards to my Skype number. So I dial it out through Google Voice, and then it just calls me back on the Skype number.
Why don't you just call out on Google Voice?
That's not the way Google Voice works.
You can call in to any show on the Google Voice, though, and they won't. They'll see 760 or whatever.
Well, you're thinking of, I think you're thinking of the Gmail chat thing or the Gmail phone.
Yeah, yeah.
The Google Voice is something completely different. The Google Voice works. I have a Google Voice number for my business. That's the only number that I give people. I have a mobile phone number. And I might call somebody from my mobile phone, but I tell them, only use the number that I gave you, because I might change my mobile phone number. But when you call the Google Voice number, it forwards to whatever phone I want.
Right.
So all I did was I created a Google Voice number, and it forwards to my Skype number. But as I said, I'm way too involved with some of the – it's not making me money, I guess, is the bottom line. And maybe that means I am a Jew. Holy shit. Because maybe I gave it away. but it's not making me money. So it had to come to an end. Not come to an end, but it had to calm down at some point because it was just getting crazy. And if these people didn't stop – if they had stopped handing me – stuff to run with, I would have sort of calmed down a while ago, but they just kept handing me stuff. Now, I don't know if anybody listened to the last show I did before they killed it, but I think that was probably one of my best ever. I had almost 190 people live listens on that show. And I think 14 callers, and well, I don't know what the archives were because it's gone. And it was a lot of fun, but I'll tell you what, doing those shows takes time, as you know.
Well, if you want to do a show the way they would do it on terrestrial or satellite, it takes a lot of prep. But I guess even the Troll Wars takes a lot of time to prepare for. I don't know. Vince would know.
Hey, Vince, play that Troll War thing again.
I had cut a lot of voices for that last show that I did, a lot of clips with Debbie Daly, because everybody goes around making claims, including Debbie. Debbie is a liar. Debbie has lied several times about many things, and I just used her own voice to refute her own lies. But she's made many claims that are not true. And it's just... It's a really weird, incestuous, strange family on Blog Talk Radio. It is Facebook on steroids. One of the covers that I had was that I was writing a book on social media, and I was a psychologist. And I'm kind of scratching my head because the story that I've uncovered with this Blog Talk Radio could go in a book. I mean, it's just that sick and depraved. You know, you got these people that call themselves the Bill Wagner Crews. I call them script kiddies.
They know more than the Skype asshole people. I don't know a lot about, but the Bill Wagner crew, I think they actually, some of them actually do know.
Well,
sorry, go ahead.
The Skype assholes are not as dumb as you think. From what they, I had a real conversation with them this morning. You know, not the bullshit, not the game playing, not the one-eyed fucking Jew, the one-eyed Jew is a one-eyed Jew, he's not a Jew man, you know, that kind of stuff. I had a real conversation with Snake this morning. Now, his other compatriots, Deputy and Falcon, you know, kept calling me a bedwetter and all the other stuff, but it was a real conversation with Snake. And I don't even dislike the guy, but he's a lot smarter than he lets on. You know, he kind of comes off as this good old boy with a beer in his hand, a billy club in the other, but I think he's a little more intelligent than he lets on.
Just a good old boy.
But I would typically settle down.
That's a great song. I should upload that song. That's a good one.
All right,
so check this
out.
I know you guys are on the edge of your seats. The reason why we haven't heard from the Flawless crew, besides the fact that they hate my guts, is the fact that all of them do shows, 30-minute shows strung together over the course of an entire 24-hour period. Right now, I'm going to go over to the chat room. Kimmy Kun, 340. Moxie, you should go over there, Goofy and Moxie. Go over to Kimmy Kun 340 and hang in there for a second. Once you guys get in there, watch me come in and see how fast I get booted.
Hey, Vince, but before we do that, can you play that the thing that you played?
No, I can't. I'm not going to play it.
Come on,
I can't. I don't have my – I can't. My switchboard doesn't work anymore. So I couldn't play if I wanted to. But I tell you what, I'm going to end my show here in a minute, and once I end it, give it about a minute or two on the archive.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first thing. Just let it play. It's the first thing.
Okay. So what do I – what show do I go on?
All right. I want you and Moxie to go over to – you see where it says live chat, Kimmy Kun 340?
Yeah.
Check that out, and then I'm going to – once you guys are in there, I'm going to go in there, and then Goofy, they might bump you right away. I think they pretty much –
okay, well,
you.
I'm going to go in right now. So
yeah, we're
going
to be –
hold
there.
On a second before you go.
You're the
go.
Guinea pig. You're the guinea pig. Yeah, go ahead.
Did I ruin you on them or something? Was that me?
Oh, yeah. Look. Oh, yeah, they're telling me to get the fuck out, so I'm going to run real quick.
Wow.
They say, see me, and put GTFO. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, I'm going to get the same thing. You know what? They won't even say that to me. They're just going to kick me out. They'll just kick me out. They won't even let me talk. I'm going to go in right now. I got 7 minutes right. Left. What are they talking
fuck
about?
Let's go destroy their show.
They're playing Wham.
Wham.
Flawless 80s.
And Vince, when you end your show, I'll call you and I'll tell you what it is I don't want in the archive.
What?
When you end your show, I'll call you and I'll tell you what I didn't want to have in the archive. But I think you'll want to know this, and it is serious stuff.
All right, yeah. Go ahead and call me.
Well, I got to hang up on this one. I got to hang up
on this one.
And assume the identity.
All right. Sounds good. All right, man. I'll see you in a bit.
All right.
They're playing some good jams over here on the Kimmy Kun show. They're doing the Flawless 80s. I love it.
They were doing the Flawless 90s.
They're bagging on me about my BMI. I wish they would relax. I'm working on it, bitches. Fucking cunt whores. Oh, Kimmy is flawless. Yes or yes? Everybody says yes. I get it. Fucking flawless bitches.
I'll call you in a couple minutes.
Yeah, call me in a couple minutes. Do that. I'm going to wrap up the show here. Thanks to the Jew for coming out. Thanks to VMAC, Goofy Bone, and, of course, my good companion here on the program, and also the host of her own successful blog talk show here called, what the fuck's it called? It's a university. I fucking teach there, and I don't even remember the name of it. It's Humor Institute. Moxie, are you still there? Yeah, we lost Moxie. She just bails every show. She hangs out pretty much the whole time, though. Anyways, thank you, everybody. That's it. Keep the faith. Check out the archives starting right now.